Part three is about identity and access management. So I guess back to Jim, I would love to go after this section to go back to you, Mary. We kind of touched on the quality of issuers here, and I'd like to go back to that after, but just for a second, going back to Jim within the aerospace industry. There's all sorts of skilled workers that are being employed and being contracted to buy and sell parts or do repairs on parts. So it's kind of one thing where it's a complex landscape, but there's also a lot of complexity in aerospace, like there is in a lot of other industries, but in aerospace, it's compliance, compliance, compliance. There's so many laws, so many standards, so many things need to be taken into consideration. So with a complex ecosystem like that, how does Veritex kind of fit in the middle here and deal with access management between different organizations?
Thanks, Matthew. I think it's important when we do this to kind of, if we can frame this up contextually. For me, all value is derived from whatever the asset is. So when I look at value, I start at where the asset is and I work my way all the way back. So again, this right to left type of framework. All right. So the value chain matters, whether it's people, machines, or processes. So in order to have a clear digital workflow, we need to have SSI for all parts of the value chain in order to ensure trust and value from the part. So for us, as with Veritex and in aerospace, it really reduces that coefficient of friction. But more importantly, it creates a second order effect that's extremely important, especially in aerospace. If you have an escape, or let's say you manufacture something and you made an error, you're a couple hundredths off on a part and you didn't catch it. So you need to figure out kind of what that sample size of that error is going to be. Now, because you have this value chain with SSI all the way through it from end to end, you can very quickly do rapid forensics and get down to a sample size and understand exactly what the magnitude of the problem is. So let's go back to, let's say somebody was measuring something wrong. You were then shipping those parts to an airframer, and a couple of them then went out to airplanes. Now, it might not have created a safety issue where the plane would, you know, fall out, but it is enough of an issue that it wasn't built to the specification. Companies spend 6, 9, 12 months trying to figure out what the magnitude of an escape is and really do root cause analysis. But by having this reduced coefficient of friction all the way from the part all the way back into the design to the original requirement and traceable, you can very quickly neck down the sample size that you're after. I think that's the value that we start to see. So when you look at what SSI does in these complex environments is it reduces the friction. It puts a level of expediency that has never been experienced. Things are done in paper in aerospace, you know, faxes, emails, phone calls. But now all of a sudden you have data. And out of that data, you can also create aggregable data sets that will lead you to prescriptive and predictive maintenance models because you're able to now collect this metadata. These are the things that we're missing. This is the value that's being created. And Mary talks a lot about internet of value. This is the internet of value. It's that exchange of data and information in a frictionless environment that's traceable right to the individual person, machine, bag of powder in the case of 3D print, design engineer in the case of I need to change the basic design, form, fit, and function of the part. You can get these traces done very quickly. And in a sense, you can also create a much safer ecosystem for production.
And I love you mentioned the right to left there a couple times, starting with the assets. We think that's really key, especially when we start talking about access management for an enterprise. It's difficult. It's difficult to secure all your assets, especially when you have all sorts of different assets in all sorts of different shapes and forms. And security for a company is just not limited to your four walls anymore, right? It's tough to put perimeters or to put walled gardens around your assets. You know, your applications could be on-prem, they could be in private clouds. A lot of companies are using multi-cloud approaches. They could be with partners. You could have various ecosystems of contractors, partners, customers, employees as a whole thing. how your assets are being accessed through your digital assets are being accessed through devices. It could be your company's devices or public devices or IoT devices. And we're not even talking about physical access here too, where we're not even taking into consideration access to physical spaces, which should fall within a convergence strategy. So it really is that right to left approach that the focus needs to be on securing assets, right? And using verifiable credentials and self-sovereign identity allows you to do that, where you don't necessarily have that explosion of roles anymore. You don't have to be defining every roles within your perimeter. You just need to secure your assets and let the verifiable credentials do the work.
No, you're absolutely right. I just spent the last 2 days, and I'll be on after this and tomorrow, leading a DoD discussion with about 400 civilians and military about how you can push a part from somebody's basement because they're working at home on Zoom and they made a change to a part and they want to push it out to an airplane that's out to an aircraft carrier or a forward operating base. How do you do that? And then, oh, by the way, your enemy who's going to try to spoof this. So SSI for us is part of that fortified pipe, but your enemy is going to try to spoof it and attack it with the same vigor that he would a physical supply chain. So this is just one more element that's required in order for us to have that trust. I'll pause.
Yeah, completely agreed. And you know, there's data breaches or hacks don't always come directly through you, right? They could happen through partners, systems or networks or using partner credentials. So it's really, you need to be thinking a little broader about asset protection. And that's how we've been thinking about it with Veritex. And I guess, Subhashis, could you briefly just explain kind of an example of how we're using verifiable credentials to secure assets inside the aerospace industry with Veritex here?
Yeah, great points. And I'd like to cover a couple of things here. Yes, it's all about looking right to left and the asset. And see, there are many use cases like the triangle you have here. Like in this case, like if we take an example of Boeing, for example, taking a Moog part and wants to get 3D printed through a 3D bureau, one of the things that the 3D bureau would like to know is whether Boeing has digital rights to the part. And whether it has been issued, and without going to Moog wants to verify that thing, right? So that type of a flow is extremely important. And the other thing that SSI enables, I want to also mention, is that it's not that this triangle is fixed where Moog is always the issuer and Boeing is always the holder. And the 3D part is always the verifier. The whole thing can change. Where, for example, if Boeing wants to go to the 3D printer company and wants to verify whether the part is has been printed correctly or not, it needs to bring certain credentials like a Boyd, which can be verified by the 3D printer company. So these diagrams can constantly change, and what SSI enables is that you can constantly change who is where in this triangle, and you're not tying things with a hard bound role. You mentioned about role explosion. In the traditional solutions today, these roles are getting very hard bound, and they're spending a ton of money trying to manage this. So we need flexibility in this architecture where people can change their roles. They can be holders sometimes, they can be verifiers sometimes, they may become issuers sometimes. And depending upon the business transaction, I can change these roles. That is extremely important in a B2B environment. Extremely, extremely important to provide that flexibility of architecture. The other thing that you and Jim mentioned was looking from right to left. The value of the marketplace is in the assets. And the second thing, which is extremely important, is that value is built by the truth about that asset. This is what is enabled through trust and verifiable credentials, where we don't provide access to assets and transactions which are conducted without verifying each and every one who is trying to access. So it's extremely important to make sure that the data is immutable, the transactions are immutable, and who are accessing are verified every time using the verifiable credentials that they are carrying.
Fantastic. Yeah, it really gives that flexibility to allow anyone to scale and not be bogged down by overhead of managing all these different business transactions.